Kosev armis, umetugma armis. Rashi says, uksav hanishtov means, kosav shenishtana, the ksav that was changed over. And the high court is posted by Ezra, it says by Ezra, shoy kosev biyomov, ksav mishuna. At that time, Ezra wrote the Sefer Torah a little bit differently. Shenishtana yedei malach, it was changed ducha malach. And shekosav mona mona taka parsin, we'll soon see what this means. That's how he wrote it down. They made the neil, kosev the army, the Russian army. So Kitzu was changed over the Ksav to May Ezra. Cost of an Ishtanin, cost of Armis, or Maturgum Armis. Or Kitzu the Postal says, Loi Kahalin, cost of Lenikre, Yoposhra, Lohoido, Lamalka. Or Kitzu another Postal says, the cost of Mishnah Terrazoit. So Dasha means Ksav, her royal Ishtanis. It was the Ksav that was fit to be given, to be changed. Yes. The title was changed B'nai Ezra. Yes. Rashi says, it's Mishnah HaTorah. What does it mean, Mishnah HaTorah? Remez lanu Moshe Rabbeinu she'kosav she'biyomov. That they had the Ksav, b'shas Moshe Rabbeinu, osted l'shtanish min Ivri l'ashuris. It's going to be changed over from Ksav Ivri to Ksav Ashuris. She'nosel hem b'yomei d'niyom. Of Ezra, because of the Torah, the Ksav Ashuris. And Ezra, he was the one that changed over, wrote the Sefer Torah, and the Ksav Ashuris, like we'll soon see. Now, Lomo Nikro Ashuris, why was it called the Ksav that Ezra wrote? Why was it called Ksav Ashuris? Sholei Moyen Me'asher. He brought it up from Asher. That's why it's called Ashuris. Tanya learned like this. Rebbe Yoma, Betchila Biksav Zen Nitin Terli Yisrael. At the beginning, the Torah was given this type of Ksav. Rashi says, "Bimei Moshe, Ksav Zeh, Bimei Moshe, for Lo Moloi Kahalin Kosel Lemikra Lechivin Shachot Bevayis Rishon, or Bos Vasatera Netzach Lem Leroyit." Yeah, we'll soon see. At the beginning, he old was also given the same way. Rabbi Yom like this, Betchila Ksav Zeh Nitnu Terli Yisrael was also given in Ksav Ashuris, but Kivin Shachotu, when Klai Yisrael did the Chet by the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. The Nepach Lehen L'Royit. It was changed over to Royit. It was changed over the Ksav. Rashi's Loshen Tirat Oyev Sheshachu. They forgot the Torah. Kivin Shechazru Behem. Later, when they came back to learn the Torah again, Bimei Ezra Hechziru Lehem. It was given back to them the Ksav Ashuris. Shenemar it says in the Posik Shuvu Lebitzurim Asuri Hasikva. Rashi Shuvu Lebitzurim means Le'ir Mitzvah Shlechem Yerushalayim. The Abaye Sheni comes now, but talking about the Abaye Sheni. Then the Abaye Sheni, that's the Zman, Bimei Ezra, that's where they received it, got the Torah back again. Gam hayoy magid Mishnah Shalucho. Rashi Masha Shachachto, es Mishnah Torah, that's not that you forgot it. Mishnah Torah, you'll get back now, Bimei Ezra. Now, Loma Nikra Shema Ashuris, why is this Ksav called Ksav Ashuris? Shema Ashuris, Ksav, it's like the nicest type of Ksav. That's why it's called Ksav Ashuris. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Raimer, Mishum Reb Eliezer ben Parto. Shom, he says over Mishum Reb Elazar Midoi. Ksav Zeh, this Ksav, Le Nishtana Kolikir, it never changed over. Shneimer the Pasuk says, Vovei Ha'amudim, the loops, the hangers of the curtains. Rashi, you say this Keset, the silver pegs, Ha'asuyin Kiminuklis, made like hooks. The kofim b'amudim, they were kaveyir in the boards. Shedem teichvim uloyit. That's where they put the loops. Yeah. Sa'alma b'mei Moshe suyin heaven. Kegoyim shalon was made the same way it's made now. It says, vovei ha'amudim. Ma'amudim. Just like the beams. Lo nishtanu never changed. Avovim lo nishtanu. The same way the vovim also never changed. The aim of the pasuk says, v'el ha'yehudim kichsovim u'kilashenim. Means Mal Lashon of Lenishtana, just like Chai Yisrael never changed the language, he always speaks Lashon HaKodesh, is at Ksovim Lenishtana, the same way the Ksav, the writing was often not changed. The Ksiva was not changed of the Sefer Torah. If so, Elamani Mekayim, what are Mekayim? Es Mishnah Torah Zayt, the Pasuk of Es Mishnah Torah Zayt, Mashma, there were two Ksivas with Darshan. He says no, it means Lashtay Torahs. Ach, it means the two turrets of the king, of the melech. Achas one, she yotze v'nechnesa simoi, that he has to take out and bring him wherever he goes. The Achash from Menachas on the Veis Genozov. That's what the pasuk means. Shtei Torahs. It means the two Torahs that a Melech has to have. Oysa Shiyetzev Nechnasin Moi. The Sefer Torah that the Melech takes out with him. Oysa Kimin Kimei. It's made like a charm. The Torah is Roy and it's hanging on him. Shneema the pasuk says Shivisi Hashem Negdi Samid. If he does the second Sefer Torah. Hi, Shivisi Vidach, the other man, the Yarmin. Hi, Shivisi Madarishbe. What does he do with the word Shivisi? Like it's not going on the Torah of the safe of the Melech. So what does he darshan? Who mi boil alik the Rabbi Chana bar bizna? The Yom Rabbi Chana bar bizna. Om Rabbi Shem Mechasidoi. Ha mispalel when somebody davens sorach shiira atzmai kilo shchina kinegdoi. When a person is davening Shemon Esrei, he has to feel as if his mom is davening in front of the Shechina, in front of HaKadosh Baruch himself. Shneimer the pasuk says, Shivisi Hashem Negdi Samid. That's what the pasuk is going on. That when you daven tefillah, you have to feel as if you're standing in front of Hashem. The Rabbi Shimon, now, according to Rabbi Shimon, learns, the Sefer the Ksav of the Torah was never changed. If so, what's Shana's Pasuk in Ezra, the Neil that it says, my loy kahalin ksavo, it's not like the same ksav. Mashma, that it was a different type of a ksav. You, Reb Shimon, says the Sefer Torah never changed. So I'll tell you, lenikre. No, my loy kahalin ksavo, lenikre, what does it mean to say it wasn't the same type of a writing? Or marav, bigmatria ichtav lechoin. It was written down bigmatria, that's what it means to say. Rashi's Lanishtana Kolika means Mashma Lanishtakach Mehem Klal. It wasn't forgotten. They didn't forget the Torah. The Oled Rebbe Loid here is so. What does it mean? Not like this. It just means that now it's written down the Gematria. Ichtav Loin. Yates Yates. Idoch Togmosen. That's where it was written down. Rashi's Yates means the Aleph Tez Bash. Mono Meniach. Ezu. Because of Mashma Bitzad Amokim Mem. Kaisiv Yud. Instead of a Mem, they wrote a Yud. Hasmuchlo. Of a mokum nun, instead of a nun, kos of tes. Of a mokum aleph, kos of tov. Kids, they wrote it different with different languages, different ways of understanding it. That's called aleph tos, bay shin. There is aleph instead of a tes and bay instead of a shin. They wrote like that. And iduch, pugmat, yeah. It says, my parish, what it explained to him. That mono taco lo parasin mono elo machusok taco tekilto v'mozneho v'shtakach chosir frisas machusko v'yoyves lomodai upras, that she spread out your malchus and be giving it away to parai to pras lomodai. Versus the person shtei frisas mash spread out twice v'zui frisas machusko v'yoyves lomodai pras, I'll give it over to modai and to pras. Kids, the actual ksav was not changed, but some way of understanding it, how the writing of it, that was changed. Hushmul Amar Minfuyas Nanakfi Elorin. That's the language, that's the sign things where they wrote it down. Kevyechnan Amar Onom Onums Lakas Nisifo. That was the different things they wrote down. Ravashi Omar Noma Noma Katal Person. These are the different things they wrote down. So kids, there are different ways. Exactly, I'm not sure how exactly they changed over the Sefer Torah, but even though the Ksav was the same way, somehow, some like languages, there were some differences. These were some of the differences.
The Persian wrote in different type of codes, these were codes, how to understand the different type of Sukkim that they wrote down there by Ezra.
It is. Ein Reichvin al Susai. Nobody is allowed to ride on the horse of a king. V'yein Yoishvin al Kise. Nobody can sit on his chair. V'yein Mishtamshin b'shabitai. His stick. Nobody could use his ruling stick. Nobody could use the Ein Roye Noisek Yeshu Mestaper. Nobody's allowed to see the Melech when it takes the hiccup. It's not for covetous because they're bizoyin. For Loik Yeshu Orim, now when he's undressed. For Loik Yeshu Beis Hamerchus, even in the Beis Hamerchus, nobody could see him. Shneimer the pasuk says Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, and we dashnik we had before Shetei Emosi Alecha. At all times you have to have fear for the king. So therefore you can't see him at these ways. You won't have fear for the king. Was Omar Rabbi Yaakov Omar Rabbi Yechanan? Avishag muteris l'shloimoi. Avishag, she was muta for Shloim HaMelech, but the Asura ladinio. She was also Fradinio. Why? Muteras l'shloimoi t'melechoi. He was a king. O melech mishtamas v'sharbita shemelech. Therefore, he was allowed to marry the wife of David Melech. He was allowed to marry her because it was he was a melech also. But the asur l'adinio t'hedyutu, because he was only a hedyut. Therefore, he's also t'hedyut. Yeah. We had the mishnah before that nobody's allowed to marry the almon of a melech. Just a melech can marry the almon of another melech. Avishag mai, what's the mitzvah with Avishag? The field of the pasuk says, V'hamelech David Zokin Baba Yamin, that David Melech is becoming very old. V'yoymaloi avodav yivakshu, so the servant says, let's look for a new wife for the king, he was cold, let's get him a new wife. V'ksiv, it says, V'yivakshu nari yof, look for a pretty girl. V'ksiv yanari yof ad miyoy, v'atil melech suchenes v'teshaseyu, that she was close to the king, and she served the king. This was Avishag. Omra, so she said to David HaMelech, Nintzavon, marry me. Like so far they weren't married. She said, marry me. Oh my Lord, David said to her, Asirila, you're offered to me. Rashi says, why? Shekva nasati shmai nasar, I already have my 18 wives. I can't marry another wife. So David said, I can't marry you. So Omra le, she said to him, Chasri leganvo navshe leshalma nokit. That when a ganav is weak, he makes believe as if he's strong. Rashi says, "Chosu leganav nashi l'shal nokit kishaganav chosar sheina moitzu mokel lignav." When a ganav has no place to steal from, machta gatzman be'anov, then he acts like an onav. He's like as if he's an ishalim kleima. The nation is a kanta v'toshes kevacho atoima shan yaslacho. So she said back to David that some of the reason why you're saying you can't marry me is not because I'm really off of you, but just you're too old. You can't have tashras. You can't live with a lady anymore. That's why you're saying you don't want to marry me. Is Omaluhu. So David wants to send, so not like that. Koruli la Basheva, the Pasuk then says that David calls for his other wife, Basheva, who said the Pasuk says, Vatovoi Basheva la Melech, Hachadora, that they brought Basheva into the inner corner, in the room with the king. And Amr of Yudam Arav, the Yosef Shur, at that time, Kincha Basheva, Bishloi Shasor Mapois. That means David lived with her 13 times. She had a wife herself 13 times. They have to show that David still has koiches to have tashmish, and the reason why he said to Avishag, he meant it, that since he has already 18 wives, he can't marry her. Yes. Omer Rav Shama Bar Abba, Boyu Rei Kama Koshin Gerishin. Let's see how hard it is to give a get to your wife. Shere David HaMelech had Tirulor Liyachet, he was matter himself to have Yichud to Avishag, like they were together, they were a Yichud, they didn't live together, but they were in the same room together, Rashi, in Avishag. The Apophis Shinesa Yichisha Panuya, even though he not allowed to be alone with the Panuya. But Leitirul Elagarish, he did not want to be Megarish, one of his other wives. Like really, he wanted to marry her. So since he had 18 wives already, he couldn't marry another one. So the other answer would have been, give the get to one of your old wives and take this new one. He didn't want to do that. And why? Shinemar Apostolic says, and Omer Ablaza, called her Megarish Asishta, Rishon Levi gives the get to his first wife. Hafilo Mizbeach, and even the Mizbeach, murdered all of the Moist cries for him. Shneimer the Pasuk says, "V'zois Shenis Tase Kisois Dima," as Mizbeach Hashem, Bechiv Yanoka Me'ayin. Ye'oid Penois Al Menucha Lakachta Rotzay Miyetchem. Look, see another Pasuk says, "V'yamatem Almer Aki Hashem Heyid Beinocha Bein Eshes Nirecha Hashirata Begaritza Bo." If you were bold, you did bear to her. The chavrusecha, the eshes briusecha. That's the mashma that the mizbech itself cries, and somebody gives his first wife a get. Omer Rabbi Yechon of Yitaim Rabbi Loza, and ishta shalada meisa elim came mevakshim emenu monu v'yenloi. Noah Hashem sometimes makes your wife die because you owe somebody money. You don't pay him back, so you take away your wife instead. Shemin the prophet says, "V'yemein lechol deshalim lo meyikach mishkavcha mitachtecha." You don't have what to pay back. Why should he go and take away your wife? Mashman, that's what happens. The person doesn't pay back his loans, his money, so Hashem takes away his wife. Like, it's as if the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav. Shem and the Apostle says, another Apostle says,
Oksehinli machalas mikdashi, goinuscho, machmerenecha,
mashma that your wife dying is mamish dying to the Beis Hamikdash being destroyed. Omer Rebbe Alexandria, kol adam shemeisa ishta biyomov olam chesher badoi. The person's wife dies, he's going to have a dark for him. Olam chesher badoi, the world is dark for him. Shenemar oy chesher biyoloi, v'neiri yolov yedacha. Rebbe Yosef Mechninu amar, pisi Yosef miskatzreis, he won't walk so good anymore. Shenemar Pasuk says, yitzroi tzadai oinoi. Rabbi Yavu Amar, I suffer in the fellows. He's going to lose his counsel. He won't be able to give good aitzes anymore, good advice. Shenemar v'tashtichayu atzosai. He fell down his aitzes. Amar Rabba Barachon Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Koshel is Zav Gom Kriyas Yamsuf. His heart for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a shidduch, mamish like Kriyas Yamsuf. Shenemar the Pasuk says, Elokim Moishev Yechidim. Beisa Moitzi Yathirim B'Kasharas. Atikri Moitzi Yathirim Elokim Moitzi Yathirim Atikri B'Kasharas Elo Tichi V'Shiras. Time to what the Kriya Yamsuf. So the more any, it's not that way. Vom Rav Yudam Rav, Avoyim Yoyim Kodim Yitzirah Havlan. Even 40 days before a person is born, Kodim Yitzirah Havlan is Basko Yoytzef Yomeros. The Basko goes out and says Bas Pliny LePliny. They make Shiduchim. So you see, it's not so hard. Even before you're born already, it's made your Shiduch. So when it says like Kasha, Hod is Zivig Rishon, Hod is Zivig Sheni. So Pashtun means that the first Zivug, that's the Basko Kodim, and the Zivug Sheni, that's Koshel Zavgum. Yeah. That's the way the Rach learns. Yepachin Hob is a Rishon, of the Zivug Sheni, Koshel Zavgum. That the first Shidduch, that's not easy. That Hashem makes Avoyim Yom Kodim Tzirat Havlad. That's what it says, Koshel Zavgum, Kriyas Yamsuf, that goes on the second Shidduch, the second marriage. Omer Rav Shmuel Banachman. L'chol yesh temura. Everything there's an exchange. You can have a second one. Chutz me eshes nurim. Except for your first wife when she dies. Shnema be eshes nurim. Ki tom timos. Yeah. That you're not going to have anything. Masil Rav Yudel Rav Yitzhak Rey. Ein odam moitzi kares ruach elam yishter rishayna. You only find really kares ruach a good life with your first wife. Shnema Pasuk says, Yim mekor chaborach. The Samach Meishas Nirecha. You should be happy with your first wife, Eishas Nirecha. Omer like a going man, who is that like? And this is what